My lord, the spy responded. Why didn't you tell me it was a sub-skill I could learn and not just a technique? Richter asked out of curiosity. I did not want you to be discouraged if you did not obtain it at first. While your skill progression is amazingly swift, it seems to take you, a bit longer to initially grasp things than others, Randolphus said with a completely straight face. Richter blinked, at a loss for words. He was saved from having to respond by Sion calling him over. He started walking, but then turned back to look at Randolphus again. The Chamberlain still had the same zero-fucks expression, though, so Richter just kept it moving. Sion was hidden from sight at first by a column. When Richter walked around it, he saw his friend was standing over the body of a Tusker. What had caught the sprite's attention was immediately apparent. An opaque red sphere, the color of blood, hovering over the body. It was about the size of a golf ball, and its surface had a wet appearance to it. It looked like a slowly shifting ball of blood. What is it? The Chaos Seed asked, intrigued and disgusted at the same time. I don't know, the sprite responded. I'm just happy it's not trying to drink my blood. Apparently, Sion still wasn't completely over the whole we're standing in a vampire thing. Well, it doesn't look like another creature, Richter commented. Randolphus walked up behind him and saw what they were looking at, then chuckled slightly. It is not a danger. It is your reward. Without further ado, he reached out and tapped the sphere. It disappeared as soon as he touched it. At the same time, coins materialized and dropped to the ground. You have found 2 copper coins. Now you see the primary reason the dungeons attract greedy adventurers, the promise of easy treasure. As a lure, it is more than effective and ensures that the dungeon is well fed. Still, Richter commented, 2 coppers? Not exactly breaking the bank. His 3 companions looked at each other in confusion. A bank is a very strong structure, my lord, Randolphus supplied helpfully. They're also usually made of stone, which is much stronger than copper, Tirad added. Fucking idioms, Sion chimed in, imitating Richter's voice with a broad grin. Never before had Richter felt as much love for the sprite as he did at that moment. Thank you, Sion. What I meant was that 2 coppers isn't very much. When he had been playing the land as a game, it had only been the equivalent of 2 bucks.
I disagree, my lord, Tirad put forward. Keep in mind that most workers only make 2 to 4 silver a fortnight. This would be a full day's wage for less than an hour's work.
These beasts were also only level 12 to 14, Randolphus supplied. There is no guarantee that treasure will be provided when killing a dungeon monster, but generally speaking, the stronger the monster slain, the better the items and coins provided will be.
I can follow that, Richter told him. But that raises another point. Why were the creatures such low levels? Except for Captain's slippery feet here, he pointed at Tirad, who raised his hands in betrayed protest. And the one that blindsided me, we cleaned them up pretty easily. I was even able to pick up one and slam it into a column. He looked around at his companions with a smug smile on his face. Did anyone see that? Did anyone see me go beast mode?
Sion closed his eyes and let out a long, suffering sigh. He decided to ignore his friend. Now that we know what those spheres are, we should check to see if there are any more. The other 2 men nodded, and they walked off to check the bodies. Richter just kept staring after them with a grin on his face.
Yeah, he finally said after a few seconds. You saw it!
They found another 4 spheres, meaning about 10% of the creatures slain provided treasure. The bounty was a few more coins and a health potion. You have found 1 silver coin and 7 copper coins. You have found health potion, alchemy class common, alchemy level tincture, alchemy strength clouded, durability 5 of 5, weight 0.1 kilograms, traits will restore 20 health points over 114 seconds.
Still kinda underwhelmed here, Richter said as they looked at the hall. I know what you said about the coins, and I agree. Not bad for an hour's work. This potion is crap, though. I would get almost as much health just eating herbs.
Yet another reason to grow your dungeon, my lord. If it grew a specialized room like an apothecary or a poisoner's den, then you would start seeing potions appear more often, and their quality would increase.
He looked at the red vial. This mixture is a baseline tincture made without the touch of someone with the alchemy skill. Remember that when someone with the skill makes a potion, each skill level they possess will increase the potion's effect by 1.5%. Tabia, for instance, has reached level 45. Even outside of the perks of her alchemist profession, if she had made this potion, it would restore nearly 35 points of health in less time.
But you still can't tell me how to get a room like that, right? Richter asked.
Randolphus just shrugged. He looked at his other companions, but they had already lost any interest in the conversation.
You're sure there's no way to reason with it? Richter asked. The Bloodstone was self-aware, after all, and now it's the dungeon's item of power.
Randolphus shook his head slowly, with a thoughtful look on his face. I have heard stories of conscious dungeons, but I have never encountered one. In the tales I have heard, dungeons capable of thought are usually the oldest and most powerful. Those stories are also frequently told as cautionary tales. Thought does not necessarily imply rational thought. The power and malevolence of a sapient dungeon is a fearsome thing. Keep in mind, these are living creatures that feed upon us. They are monsters that are driven by two things, their motivations and their hunger. We should be happy they are not governed by the same dark impulses and emotions as most humanoids.
The Chaos Seed thought. Good point. Well, should we just divvy up the loot? He asked.
No, my lord, Randolphus said forcefully.
Richter looked at him in surprise. You are the master of these lands. This dungeon belongs to you. I am proud to serve a lord who believes in fairness and provides for his people, but in this case, I must protect you from yourself. In Eve, the king requires all adventurers to register their gear upon entering. When they leave, they must declare everything they have found. Enchanted archways ensure that no one can covertly leave with more than they had when they entered. If they do, magical alarms sound and the thief may be summarily killed or imprisoned. Half of everything obtained in the dungeon is given to the crown immediately, and anything left over is taxed. If the adventurers have joined a guild, they may also be required to turn over up to 25% of their total haul as guild dues.
Richter was taken aback by the pure graft of the enterprise. Why would anyone agree to join a guild after they already had to give 50% of their treasure away?
It was Tarad who answered.
Guilds have many advantages. For one thing, they can equip new adventurers in better gear than they could afford otherwise, greatly improving their chances of survival. You must also remember that not everyone who enters a dungeon is an adventurer. Miners, herb collectors, and many other non-combatants enter to farm resources. Guilds offer protection to these people while they work. It is also widely understood that adventurers without a guild have a high chance for accidents to befall them while they are inside.
Richter had thought that he might have been being dramatic with the word graft when he had first thought it, but now he saw just how appropriate it was. I'm not going to do all of that. For one thing, not just anyone can enter. I won't have my people dying if they can't defend themselves just because they want to make a few more coins.
Extremely sensible, my lord, Randolphus replied. I will draw up a clearly defined contract, but for now I propose the following. No one may enter alone. Additionally, they must be proficient fighters and be verified by yourself, Sprite Scion, Captain Tarad, or Sergeant Calder. Half of anything they gather is given to you. For any item obtained, you may decide to take it and provide them with the equivalent value in hard currency, after a reasonable amount of taxation, of course. Miners and other resource gatherers that agree to enter the dungeon will be given bonuses based on their productivity. Any bonus resources found, gems in an ore vein, for instance, remain your property, your lordship, but gatherers will receive a generous one-time bonus for such discoveries.
Richter's mouth hung open slightly. Even Tarad and Scion had perked back up at hearing the Chamberlain rattle off such a well-thought-out series of rules. Once again, Randy illustrated just how invaluable he was. He had outlined the broad strokes of what was required, foreseen potential pitfalls, and successfully put all that was needed into words. When you coupled that with his abilities as a spy, Richter couldn't help but think that the new King of Eve was a complete and utter fool for letting him go. It actually made Richter wonder if there was more to the story of the king's ascension that he didn't know. Why would anyone let a man like Randolphus go? Thinking about that reminded Richter that he needed to start taking more interest in the world at large.
Now was not the time, however. They were still in the dungeon, which meant they were still in danger. They may have cleared the first room, but there was no guarantee more monsters wouldn't come from other parts of the dungeon. Hell, for all Richter knew, the Tuskers might respawn. He had to keep his head in the game. There would always be time for questions later. All that sounds fine, as a general plan, Richter told his chamberlain. You three are my companions, though. When we dungeon dive, we split things evenly. Agreed?
Randolphus nodded in assent. It was clear to him that arguing would have been pointless.
Taran just stood by with a pleased look on his face. Sion didn't seem to care one way or another.
The wood sprites had a hippie commune sort of economy as far as Richter could tell, and never seemed to want coins. That idea was undercut a bit, though, when Sion offhandedly added, If I ever need any money, I'll just let you know how much.
Richter didn't really like the sound of that, but the guy was his oldest ally and best friend. He pushed down his inner frugalness and just responded, Of course. He handed the potion to Tarad as the captain had the least health of any of them. Then he doled out the coins between himself, the captain, and Randolphus. The Chaos Seed summoned another mistworker and had it load up with the bodies of Tuskers. The meat seemed like a great boon on the eve of the upcoming party. Randolphus raised a note of caution, however.
Be careful taking too many monsters from the dungeon, my lord. It will reabsorb the bodies of its slain creatures and thereby regain some of the energy it expended creating them if they are left alone. Again, as master of the dungeon, it is in your best interests to grow it as quickly as possible.
There are also myths of dungeons becoming a bit unhappy with those who take too many of its monsters.
Is there anything dangerous about eating dungeon creatures? And what do you mean by unhappy?
There is nothing inherently dangerous about eating dungeon creatures, Randolphus told him. As with all flesh, you must be careful. The meat of certain creatures can be diseased or poisonous, just as it would be if found outside of the dungeons. The dungeon also might evolve its creatures in the future so as to make the meat dangerous. On the same token, however, it could give the flesh certain properties that could be beneficial. You have already found that the meat from the rock giant you slew increased strength for a short time. Each will have to be assessed on a case-by-case basis, but these Tuskers should pose no danger. As far as the myth about angry dungeons, I'm sure it is just that.
First the guy said unhappy, and now he was saying angry. Not exactly the way to make him feel better. Richter couldn't do anything about that now, though. Fair enough, then. We'll take half the Tuskers for the celebration tonight. We will have hundreds more mouths to feed, after all.
Then you do intend to include the freed captives in tonight's festivities?
Yes, Richter replied definitively. I plan on offering them a home in the village, provided they pass Sumiko's test of loyalty when she returns. That won't be for several days, however, and I won't keep them in captivity until she does.
Will you be giving them immunity to the mists tonight?
Tarad asked, concerned for the village's security.
Absolutely not, Richter replied. He had learned his lesson with Sonore, the assassin that had infiltrated the village by posing as a victim. As lessons went, castration was a real powerful encouragement to not make the same mistake twice. I'm going to peel back the mists in that section of the village, though. I won't allow them to come into the western side. We will bring the feast to them. I can't allow them to know about the Forge of Heavens or anything else, but I see no reason not to make them as comfortable as possible. If any decide to leave the village after Sumiko returns, or are just not a good fit, we will be able to get them to safety without worrying about them divulging our secrets to the outside world.
Except for the dungeon, which they all know about, Sion commented.
Richter sighed. Except for that, I'm not willing to force anyone to stay against their will, or kill them if they want to leave, though. We will just have to hope for the best.
They all nodded, and Randolphus spoke up.
I recommend we leave the dungeon for now, my lord. The captain's shield is near useless with that large hole in it, and this has been a successful initial foray.
One thing that almost always holds true is that dungeons grow more dangerous the farther in one goes. There is also more to be done before the celebration tonight. We can always return tomorrow.
Richter looked out at the forest of blood-red columns with a small bit of longing, but felt that the spy was right. Even though the Tuskers had only been level 14 or below, they had still been dangerous. It was well past time to upgrade Tarad's gear. which reminded him of his enchanting responsibilities in the forge. The battle with the undead was on the horizon, and he had to inspell as many weapons and as much armor as he could before then. "You're right, as always, my Chamberlain," Richter responded wryly. Since the battle had ended, he'd been able to summon 6 Mistworkers, which were now carrying 3 or 4 Tuskers each. The constructs might not be smart, but they were strong as hell. His ring of summoning once again showed its worth by letting him conjure level 8 Mistworkers rather than mere level 1s. It drastically increased the already prodigious strength and stamina of the faceless creatures. With the workers in tow, the 4 companions and 2 small flyers left the dungeon.
Chapter 27, Day 142, Kuborn 32, 0 AOC. The party crossed back into the entrance chamber and then used the node to instantly travel back to the mouth of the dungeon. The bodies of the remaining Tuskers began to degrade as soon as they left. At first, all that could be seen was hair falling away, but soon the muscles began liquefying and running down into the ground. The earth greedily drank the fluid, and the grass itself began to grow into the carcasses, lightly but insistently pulling the tissues apart. The bones soon began to crumble and flake as well. Pieces fell to the ground and sank like stones through porridge, slowly but inexorably. In minutes, there was no sign of the dead. The entity that was the Dungeon of Bloody Chaos then turned its attention towards the balls of light left behind, draining the mana from each until they winked out, one by one. After that, it began creating more creatures to replace those that had been lost. It instinctually created a mixture of Genet Prowlers and Corran Tuskers to populate the central chambers this time. The ever-present hunger of the dungeon spurred it to try new tactics. It did not understand that it was trying to become more dangerous. It just knew deep in its being that it wanted to feed. This instinct would drive it to try different combinations of monsters until it could slay those that entered it. The dungeon could feel the energy pulsing inside of the 4 beings that had just left its domain. It had a primal craving to obtain that energy for itself. One of the creatures in particular confused it. It had felt like part of the dungeon, but also different from the dungeon. Such deep thoughts were beyond its ability or interest, however, and soon it forgot. It would one day consume him the same as any other. Hunger took over again as its overarching concern. Though it had absorbed a small amount of blood essence from 2 of the adventurers, it was not nearly enough to compensate for the energy it had lost from the slain beasts. The invaders had even taken half of its creatures. A strange stimulus triggered inside of the dungeon with that errant thought. The sensation was there and gone in a split second. It searched itself, looking for a cause, wondering if it had been attacked. Again, it was not made for such considerations, and soon turned its attention to other inner workings. A word had occurred to it that seemed to describe the sensation, but as it had no frame of reference, it disregarded the irritation it had felt. Chapter 28, Day 142, Kuborn 32, 0 AOC. While Richter and his companions walked back into the village, he addressed the prompts that had come up during the dungeon dive. You have been awarded 8,012 experience from Brain Drain against level 13 Corran Tusker. You have captured Soul of a Corran Tusker, durability 15 of 15, item class common, stone level common, soul level basic, status filled, weight 0.2 kilograms. The rewards were modest, but they were still something, Richter thought. There was a time when 8,000 XP would have been something to crow about. It only took 1,000 XP to move from level 1 to level 2 after all. Now that he was level 35, even after adding in the 8,000, he still needed more than 300,000 points to level up again.
The souls he had gained were also nothing big, but should be good for simple enchantments or refilling the charges on his already enchanted items. The enchantment ranks were poor, weak, basic, common, higher, brilliant, special, resplendent, transcendent, and absolute. The highest-ranked soul he had seen so far was resplendent. It had come from a cloud giant, and that single soul had cost him 650 gold pieces. As far as Richter had been able to tell, the rank of the soul was based on the type of creature and not its level. Unless the dungeon got stronger monsters, it wouldn't be of much use for farming higher-level souls. Yet another reason why he should grow his dungeon as fast as possible, he supposed. The party quickly reached the gate to the village. The guards posted there brought their fists to their chests in salute. Richter noticed that they held the pose not only until he passed, but until Sion, Tirad, and Randolphus passed as well. It appeared that his burgeoning village was indeed developing its own small aristocracy. They all lived together, slept in the same place, and ate the same food, but there was no denying the respect on the guards' faces. The more Richter thought about it, the more he realized that he had been seeing evidence of this over the past weeks. He didn't disagree or disapprove. Each of his companions had played pivotal roles in the settlement's maturation. Their responsibilities had become even more important as time went on. Tirad was in charge of more than 100 fighters these days, and Sion had almost 100 Maedon sprites that would follow his every order. Randolphus had been Richter's number two from almost day one, and now would be one of his primary teachers. Some of the villagers gave the Chamberlain odd looks, seeing him in his armor and knives rather than his customary robes, but he walked with such surety that the battle dress only cemented his authority. It occurred to Richter that a year ago, the idea of living with nobles, let alone almost being one, would have seemed ludicrous. Now, though, it wasn't just something he enjoyed. It felt right. Randy took charge of the mistworkers. He said he would get the tuskers to the cooks and would see to their preparations for the night's festivities. The spy looked at Richter a bit strangely when his lord told him that he wanted the carcasses put on spits that could be slowly turned over fire pits. The KLC just smiled, though, and said, "Trust me." He was getting excited about the idea of some barbecue pork. "In fact, tell the cooks to put a sweet glaze on it if possible." The Chamberlain just nodded with a bemused look on his face and walked off, mist workers in tow. Sion and Tirad both left on their own business as well. Sapir sped off towards the quickening to brag about his harrowing battle to his brothers and sisters. Richter turned his head to look at Alma. "Are you staying with me, little one?"
"Where are you going?"
she asked sassily. Richter chuckled inside his own head at her tone. "I need to enchant some weapons."
"Yuck! Stinky dwarves!"
Without another mental word, she flew off to amuse herself. She really was getting feisty these days, Richter thought with a smirk. As he was finally alone, he decided to address his points. They were just begging to be spent, after all. Richter accessed his profession status page. A translucent screen that had a star-filled backdrop appeared in his vision. Two different sets of globes floated above the expanse. The central sphere on the left was blue, and it had the word Enchanter emblazoned across its surface. Six globes sprouted off the hub, and more branched off from each of those. Even more branched off from that second tier. The constellation on the right was much smaller, just one red central sphere, and the four radiating out from it formed a diamond. The word Essence was etched onto the surface of the red sphere. The blue globes on the left were talents of his enchanter profession, while the red globes on the right were the talents of his essence specialty. Most of the spheres on the left were glowing, indicating that Richter had purchased at least one rank in them. He reviewed his list of purchased talents, the information appearing summarized on a table for him under the constellation of blue globes. Next to the name of each talent was a letter and a number. It was easy enough to follow that the letter described one of the six Tier 1 talents branching off of the central blue sphere. The numbers indicated how many tiers each talent was from the center. Increase enchantment potential branched off from the central sphere, for instance, while synergy of items and identify enchantment branched off of increase enchantment potential. The ranks described how many times he'd invested points into that particular talent. Increase enchantment potential, A1. Rank 1. Increases enchantment slots by plus 10%. Synergy of items, A2. Rank 1. Allows for the creation of item sets. The base items must have something in common for the enchantments to feed off one another. Identify enchantments, A2, rank 2. Allows the enchanter to identify magical items from a distance. Can identify more powerful items. Increase enchantment success, B1, rank 1. Increases chance of an enchantment taking hold by plus 20%. Faster creation time, B2, rank 1. Create magic books, scrolls, and skill books 10% faster. Soulbound object, B2, rank 1. Creates a weak soul bond to your objects. Only the one bound to a soulbound item can use its enchantment. Fortify health, mana, stamina, B2, rank 1. Enchantments dealing with increasing health, mana, and stamina are 20% more effective. Increase enchantment strength, C1, rank 1. Increases potency of all enchantments by plus 5%. Increase weapon enchantment, C2, rank 1. Increases potency of weapons enchantments by plus 10%. Increase armor enchantment, C2, rank 1. Increases potency of armor enchantments by plus 10%. Increase item enchantment, C2, rank 1. Increases potency of item enchantments by plus 10%. Increase number of charges, D1, rank 1. Enchanted items you create have plus 10% number of charges, or plus 10 charges, whichever is more. Increase the maximum number of soul stones, D2, rank 1. Can use an additional soul stone during enchantment. Increase soul stone yield, D2, rank 1. Increases soul stone yield by 25%. Macro enchantment, E1, rank 1. Enchantments may now affect larger areas, such as buildings, ships, engines of war, and other grand projects. Deconstruct items, F1, rank 1. You may now deconstruct enchanted items. There is a chance of salvaging raw materials. Resize items, F2, rank 1. You can now alter the allowed size of an enchanted item by one rank. Decreased chance of item being destroyed or enchantment being lost during resizing. A similar summary list floated beneath the 5 red spheres of his essence specialty. Unlock spell schools. Rank 1. Unlocks various spell schools to convert known spells into enchantments. Basic element spell schools require 10 talent points to unlock. Deeper magic spell schools require 100 talent points to unlock. Higher energy spell schools require 1,000 talent points to unlock. Unlocked spell schools, Earth, can now convert known Earth spells into enchantments. Reduce mana cost, upgrade cost 30, rank 1. To translate a spell into an enchantment, a mana cost must be paid. Current conversion cost is 100 times spell mana cost. Purchase spell enchantment, upgrade cost 40, rank 1, static. Basic element spells cost 1 talent point per spell level. Deeper magic spells cost 10 talent points per spell level. Higher energy spells cost 100 talent points per spell level. Talent point conversion, upgrade cost 175, rank 4. Can expend experience points to purchase talent points. Conversion, 7,000 XP to 1 talent point. Penalty to earning XP back, 100% harder. The power of his specialty was that he could turn any spell that he knew into an enchantment. In light of his limitless ability, it meant that given time and enough spell books, he could make an enchantment for any scenario. The rate-limiting factor was that each spell cost talent points to unlock. He first had to pay to unlock a spell school. Each basic element cost 10 talent points each. Unlocking a deeper magic school such as blood, thought, or spirit cost a daunting 100 TPs. Even when the spell school was unlocked, each spell he converted to an enchantment cost him even more talent points. The basic element spells cost him 1 TP per level of the spell. Weak Sonic Wail, for instance, as a level 6 earth spell, had cost him 6 TPs, when most professions could only count on 10 TPs per level, and specialists only another 5, essence would be an almost useless path for most enchanters to take. One of the talents of his specialty, purchase spell enchantments, could be upgraded to reduce the number of talent points to convert each spell into an enchantment. That, of course, cost even more talent points, however. His specialty was a voracious monster. To compensate for his talent point hungry specialty, it had an extremely versatile talent, though, talent point conversion. He could purchase talent points at the cost of his own experience. There was a great deal he didn't know about professions, but his talent seemed unique from what he had learned so far. Even among enchanters, it was rare to become an essence enchanter, apparently. It required that someone both have the enchanter profession and be master of a place of power. Richter couldn't imagine that occurred too often. He had already invested 175 talent points into upgrading talent point conversion to the fourth rank. It was by far his most advanced talent, but it had been worth it. Each rank he purchased improved the conversion ratio. At rank 1, it had cost 10,000 experience points to buy only one talent point. At rank 4, that ratio had improved to 7,000 to 1. All of these were things he already knew. What was shocking about the prompts were the newest additions. This was the first time he had looked at his profession since obtaining his new chaos magic spell. He could create higher energy enchantments now. His excitement lasted for about 0.4 seconds, which was when he saw the talent point cost. 1,000 talent points? Were they serious? It was clear he wouldn't be making weapons with chaotic enchantments anytime soon. Still, he had 161 talent points to invest. He needed to decide where they would go. He assessed his specialty talents first. He had always been a late-game player. He had foregone momentary boosts and benefits for large yields once the board was more developed. The downside to that was that it made him easy prey to other players when he was first starting. If he could make it through the fragile early days, though, his planning usually made him a powerhouse in the endgame. Though the decisions he made in the land were life and death, he still thought his tactics were sound. The only problem was that ignoring the now didn't mean just getting frustrated and having to buy his friends a beer. Mistakes he made now could cost the lives of hundreds of people who relied on him. His capabilities as an enchanter could mean the difference between life and death for his people. That was a responsibility that was never far from his mind. He decided to break with tradition and buy something that would give a short-term boost. When he had first gained his specialty, upgrading the reduce mana cost talent had seemed frivolous. Even after he had gone through all the steps to convert a spell into an enchantment, it was still unavailable to him initially. He had to invest a large amount of mana to unlock it. The cost was 100 times however much mana the spell cost to cast. Weak Sonic Wail, for instance, cost 27 mana to cast. He had needed to invest 2,700 mana to unlock the associated enchantment. Put another way, all it required to unlock an enchantment was mana and time. With his hefty 45 points of wisdom, he regenerated almost 2,000 mana an hour. The 30 talent points required to upgrade reduce mana cost had seemed like an idiotic waste. All he needed was patience, right? That was until he learned that after unlocking the first level of an enchantment, he could then unlock level 2. When he had unlocked Sonic Damage, it had been rank 1 and level 1. The rank had increased from 1 to 3 as he had practiced the enchantment at the Forge of Heavens. Increasing the rank had increased the base damage from plus 1 to plus 3, and had also made it more likely for the enspelled weapon to trigger the special ability of the enchantment, Disarm. Disarm did exactly what it sounded like. It could force an opponent's weapon to shoot right out of their hand. More than a few of his enemies had died a moment after that happened, shocked looks on their faces. The more he used an enchantment at the forge, the more likely it was that he could unlock higher ranks to inspell with. No matter how much he practiced, though, it would remain at level one. He wasn't sure exactly what a level two enchantment did, but that just put it in the same category as a foursome with triplets. He knew he wanted one. What he did know was that while unlocking the first level of an enchantment cost 100 times the spell cost, unlocking level two cost 10,000 times the spell cost. He had been working on getting to level two of sonic damage for more than a month. While 2,700 was not much, needing to allocate 270,000 mana to unlock the enchantment was a major commitment. Considering the fact that weak sonic wail was also one of his cheapest spells, Richter spent the talent points. You have purchased the talent Reduce Mana Cost for 30 talent points. Conversion cost to unlock known enchantments is now 80 times the mana cost of the root spell. You now possess rank 1 in Reduce Mana Cost. Progression to rank 2 will cost 60 talent points. You have 131 talent points remaining. As soon as he purchased the talent, Richter received an awesome surprise. Know this. Purchasing Reduce Mana Cost Rank 2 has decreased the mana necessary to learn the enchantment Sonic Damage Level 2 from 270,000 mana to 216,000. As you have already invested this amount, you have successfully unlocked the second level of your enchantment. The 45,834 excess mana points you invested have been lost to the ether. Plan better in the future. That last part seemed completely unnecessary to the Chaos Seed. Also, just kind of a dick thing to say either way, but he didn't really care. He had a level two enchantment! More prompts appeared in his vision, the same green color as earth magic. A smile graced his lips as he started reading. Congratulations, you have obtained your first level two enchantment, Sonic Damage. Know this. Your progression in Sonic Damage Level 1 to Rank 3 is sufficient to advance you to Rank 2 in Sonic Damage Level 2. You may practice either of these enchantments, but it is significantly more difficult to advance in rank for higher level enchantments. Advancing higher level enchantments also advances the corresponding lower level enchantments at the same time. You have learned the enchantment Sonic Damage Level 2, Rank 2. Enchantment size, 4. Enchantment school, earth. Effect 1. Increased damage. Each rank increases sonic, earth damage by plus 2. Effect 2. Disarm. When triggered, opponents may lose their weapon. Plus 2% chance of enchantment triggering on successful strike per rank. Higher ranks also increase the likelihood of weapon loss when enchantment is triggered. Effect 3. Shatter. The sonic vibrations caused by this enchantment can now destroy the cohesion of whatever is struck. This effect can destroy a weapon or a piece of armor. The shards from the ruined item will shoot back towards the unfortunate soul that was attacked, causing massive damage, plus 1% chance per rank. Higher ranks also increase the damage of shattered weapons, and materials of higher density can be shattered. Requirements: Novice rank in Earth Magic, Initiate rank in Enchanting. Richter was beyond excited, but was also surprised. This was the first enchantment he'd ever gained that had requirements. Luckily, he fulfilled both easily, but it did add another factor to consider. It would suck if he invested a month of time and mana into unlocking a higher level enchantment, only to find that he couldn't use it. That was a concern for another time, though. For now, he had more prompts to read. Know this. Unlocking the second level of this enchantment has increased the damage to its opposite. Damage versus air increased from plus 100% to plus 200%. Damage versus crystalline increased from plus 150% to plus 300%. You have now unlocked the enchantment Sonic Damage Level 3. Enchantment size unknown. Enchantment school, earth. You are currently at 0 of 21,600,000 for the mana cost to learn this enchantment. Effects unknown. There was a part of Richter's mind that multicolored lights danced in. These lights represented the enchantments that he knew. He had always found it odd that the way he envisioned them was the same way they physically looked in the central elementum anvil in the Forge of Heavens. Upon gaining his level 2 enchantment, one of the green motes split into two. These two green lights continued to dance, but now they circled each other, as if they were binary planets revolving around an invisible sun. The Chaos Seed only noted this anecdotally, however, because he was engrossed in just how powerful his upgraded enchantment was. For starters, the first two effects had doubled in strength. That, by itself, made the second level of the enchantment worth the time and mana he had invested into it. The only downside was that the enchantment size had increased. Captured souls powered every enchantment, but each soul was only so powerful. Each soul point they provided equated to one enchantment point. Poor souls came from small animals such as rats, fish, or sparrows, and provided only one soul point. Common souls came from weak monsters that provided 10 points each. Higher level souls provided even more, but were much, much harder to come by. Every rank of an enchantment made it more powerful, but also cost substantially more enchantment points. He had long ago compiled a simple chart for how much successive ranks cost based on their initial enchantment cost. The difference between a cost of 3 and 4, for instance, grew extremely pronounced as the ranks progressed. While there wasn't much difference in the early ranks, the cost at higher ranks built on the initial enchantment cost. Even with the increased enchantment cost, the second level of sonic damage was worth it as far as Richter was concerned. It might cost plus 33% more enchantment points to reach rank 5, but the damage from the enchantment would be increased by plus 100%. Moderately higher cost for a substantially better reward was an idea he could get behind. It was the same slogan he'd seen for a Vegas whorehouse once. Even outside of the increase in power for the first two effects, the third effect alone was worth the mana he had spent. Shatter was incredible. The fact that it could remove an opponent's weapon and harm him at the same time was powerful. The idea that it could do the same thing to a breastplate, though, was a game-changer. He could envision a chestplate shattering and the shrapnel flying back through his enemy like a shotgun. He couldn't wait to try it. That speculative part of him stopped again, wondering if the land had turned him into a sociopath. The idea of making weapons of war that could turn sapient creatures into sausage was something that would have bothered him once. At the very least, it would have given him pause. A small part of him thought that his excitement over his new enchantment was cause for concern. Every other part of him didn't care or didn't have time for whining, though, so once again, the speculation was shut down. There was work to be done. Richter considered for a second, starting to unlock level 3 of sonic damage, but 21 million mana was an insane amount of magic to invest. At his current mana regen rate, it would take more than a year of him devoting every point he could make to unlock it. That was even taking into account the fact that a year in the land was much longer than a year on Earth. It was clear that he would need to upgrade reduce mana cost several more ranks if he was serious about evolving his enchantments to level 3. The Chaos Seed dismissed the green prompts still hovering in his vision. He was about to access his talent page again, but another notification appeared. Well done, Essence Enchanter. You have progressed along the path of your profession. Far too many call themselves professionals with no real concept of honoring their calling. To have a profession is to hold power, but also to be burdened with responsibility. You have uncovered and completed a hidden quest of your profession, the Depths of Enchantment 1. Reward, 10 talent points. You have 141 talent points remaining. You have been offered a quest, the Depths of Enchantment 2. Success conditions. Continue to grow in power by learning 5 level 2 enchantments. Current count, 1 of 5. Reward, 20 talent points. Penalty for failure, none. This is a quest of your profession and cannot be refused. He really did love it when a plan came together, he thought with a smile. With his TPs bolstered, he turned his attention back to his talent page. The first thing he had to decide on was what new enchantment to purchase. Time was passing, and every minute he wasn't unlocking a new ensorcelment was mana going to waste. With over 70 spells at his fingertips, there were a myriad of options. He already knew Life Attack and had even reached rank 3 in it. His weak flame spell would almost definitely give the fire attack enchantment, which could also do some serious damage against the undead they were about to fight. Weak paralysis beam was attractive for the same obvious reason. Even if the paralysis lasted only a second, that would be enough to turn the tide of almost any fight. He was also geeking out with curiosity of what enchantments his summoning spells would give. As always, his practical side won out. When it didn't come to women or whiskey, he chose the spell that he probably should have picked first. You have purchased the talent Unlock Spell School Life Magic for 10 talent points. You may now convert your known life magic spells into enchantments. You have 131 talent points remaining. He would definitely be converting more of his life spells into enchantments to prepare for the battle against the Lich Lord, so buying this talent was inevitable. After paying one more TP, he received another notification, but there was a surprising difference to when he had purchased a spell for conversion in the past. You have chosen to purchase the enchantment for Soul Trap. This enchantment can be applied to multiple mediums, items, armor, and weapons. You must choose which medium you wish to unlock. Unlocking further mediums will require separate purchases with talent points. When Richter had obtained his sonic damage enchantment, he had seen a line that said the enchantment could only be applied to weapons. He had been so excited to start enchanting, he had barely paid attention. It had also made sense. Why would he want to put the enchantment on a chest plate or a helmet? In retrospect, a gauntlet might work for punching, but still, he had had other things on his mind. Now that he was faced with the choice of items, armor, or weapons, he wasn't sure which one to pick. He had initially thought to learn the weapon enchantment. If he could spend a few hours enchanting several hundred arrowheads, he could give them out to his hunters. The greatest limiting factor in mass-producing enchantments was a lack of captured souls. Only a handful of his hunters had life magic, and they were the only ones that could cast Soul Trap before making a kill. That meant they were the only ones that were bringing him filled soul stones on a regular basis. While their efforts were greatly appreciated, it was a trickle. What Richter needed was a river. With the enchanted arrowheads, and with the help of the sprites, the Chaos Seed knew he could solve that problem. His natural curiosity couldn't help but consider what enchantments he could get if he bought the enchantment for items, though. Could he make a ring that cast the spell? And what about armor? Did it mean that any creature that hit him was risking its very soul? That sounded insanely cool to Richter. Like Pulp Fiction Sam Jack cool. Don't touch me, bitch! I'll snatch the soul out your body! He had heard people say that at various times in his life, but he would be the first person to actually mean it. He knew he was grinning like an idiot, but he so didn't care. Still, practical Richter reared his ugly head. There was work to be done, and time was a-wastin'. He chose weapons, and additional prompts appeared. You have now purchased the weapons enchantment, Soul Trap. Enchantment size, unknown. Enchantment school, life. You are currently at 0 of 2,400 of the mana cost to unlock this enchantment. Effects, unknown. You have 130 talent points remaining. Richter allocated his mana regeneration to unlocking the enchantment once his pool was full. He also invested 500 points of the village mana pool to get a jump on things. With only 1,900 mana remaining, he should be able to unlock the enchantment within an hour. He wished that he could take more from the village stores, but ever since the bugbear attack, he just wasn't comfortable if there wasn't a healthy buffer in the pool at all times to maintain the defensive mists around the settlement. He was about to purchase another talent when a wonderful thought occurred to him. He sent a mental call to Alma. The Dragonling immediately complained, but with a firm tone, he told her to bring her scaly butt back pronto. With a petulant tone, she said she was flying back. With a smile on his face, both because of his idea and because he enjoyed messing with his familiar, he tried something for the first time.
He waited until she was within 200 yards of him, then accessed her psi channeling ability. It was by far her least used ability, but it offered up very interesting possibilities. Even a novice magician could do some real damage if they knew the right spells, but there were serious limitations as well. Most spells had a cooldown time, which meant they couldn't be cast back-to-back. Magicians were essentially neutered if they ran out of mana. Compounding those two major weaknesses, low-level offensive spells seemed to have a fairly short range. Weak Flame, for example, only worked within 5 feet. Even his Weak Fireball spell, which required an initiate rank in fire magic, only had a max attack range of 100 yards. Any reasonably decent archer could pick a mage off at a distance before the caster could bring his spells to bear. Psi-channeling fixed that problem. It allowed him to use Alma's position as the focal point of a spell as long as she was within 200 yards of him. That meant he could hit an enemy up to 300 yards away with his weak fireball now. When he had upgraded the ability to level 2, a new facet had appeared. They could now transfer mana to each other, albeit at a loss of 3-1. Despite the crap conversion rate, she had 820 points of mana, and her regen rate was almost 50 a minute. He siphoned off her mana, which elicited the expected mental cry of protest from the Dragonling. Richter didn't even bother to respond, just excited that he had gotten another 240 MPs to invest into his enchantment. He could have taken more, but would have felt bad giving his little familiar a mana headache. As she continued to complain in his head, though, he amended his statement to he'd feel bad even if she wasn't just an annoying flying rat sometimes. He did a little math and realized that even with the transfer penalty, she could augment his own mana regen rate by another 16 points a minute. He would be done in just over half an hour. Richter had arrived at the forge while dealing with his prompts, but there were no items ready to be enchanted. It was with a light heart that he turned his attention back to his talent page. Weak life armor was his next purchase. The spell increased the defense of every piece of armor the target was wearing by +1. That wasn't much, but it was especially effective against death creatures, giving +3 defense. He imagined the enchantment would do the same. For a moment, he considered converting weak life aura instead. It surrounded the target in a shell of life magic that discomforted weaker undead that got close to it. The golden aura would also cause direct damage to any death creatures that came into direct contact with it. It was a more offensive choice and could come in handy, but he only had so many talent points to go around. Richter decided to invest more in defense. The aura was high on his list of spells to convert, though. You have chosen to unlock the enchantment for Weak Life Armor. This enchantment can be applied to only one medium, armor. You have now unlocked the armor enchantment, life defense. Enchantment size, unknown. Enchantment school, life. You are currently at 0 of 2,400 of the mana cost to learn this enchantment. Effects, unknown. You have 125 talent points remaining. With that done, Richter turned his attention from his specialty talents to those of his profession. He wished he had enough to upgrade talent point conversion again. If he did, he'd empty his experience bank again and buy as many TPs as possible. The next rank of the talent cost a whopping 175 points, though. It just wasn't in the cards right now. He re-examined the nebula that held his profession and specialty. Many of the spheres were lit, but a few remained dark, showing that he hadn't purchased the first rank of that particular talent. In addition to not being able to benefit from them, it also meant that the next sphere in the chain was still hidden from him. Richter decided to buy a talent that would reveal more of his profession tree. There were two dark spheres leading off Increase Weapon Enchantment, which boosted the strength of his weapon enchantments by +10%. Both dealt with the additional effects of his enchantments like Disarm or Shatter. Both would make his enchantments deadlier, and both had a filament leading off into the fog, indicating that when he purchased them, even more hidden talents would be revealed. He bought the one on the left. You have purchased the talent Increase Additional Effect Power for 20 talent points. The additional effects of an enchantment, for example, burning from fire damage, are now plus 10% more powerful. This will increase both the strength of the effect and the likelihood to overcome the target's resistance to the effect. You are currently rank 1 in increase additional effect power. Progressing to rank 2 will cost 40 talent points. You have 105 talent points remaining.
The sphere lit up with an inner light, glowing cheerfully against the starscape background. The fog surrounding the sphere pulled back, but the filament leading away from his new talent still trailed off into the obscuring mist. No new talent was revealed. Richter frowned slightly. This had happened once before, when he had purchased Increase Armor Enchantment. All he could think was that whatever talent was next in the chain had additional requirements he had to meet before it was revealed. It was slightly disappointing, but he had still gotten a new talent. The additional effects were already game-changers. An opponent that was suddenly immolated, frozen solid, or stunned into immobility lost interest in fighting for some reason. Increase additional effect power would make those effects even more powerful. Richter moved on to the other talent that branched off from increase weapon enchantment. You have purchased the talent increase additional effect chance for 20 talent points. The additional effects of an enchantment, for example, burning from fire damage, are now more likely to trigger. Secondary effects are plus 25% more likely, and tertiary effects are plus 10% more likely. You are currently rank 1 in increase additional effect chance. Progressing to rank 2 will cost 40 talent points. You have 85 talent points remaining. The sphere lit up, same as the first. This time when the fog rolled back, however, it revealed a new talent. Richter's earlier irritation faded because he saw now that he'd been right. The filaments from the talents he had just purchased led to the same sphere. He had just needed to buy them both in order to reveal it. As he read about the new talent, the ghost of a smile crossed his face. It had been worth it. Congratulations, you have uncovered a new talent. Advance in rank 1. Every enchantment you know will be able to be enchanted by you at one rank higher than would otherwise be possible. Cost 40 talent points. For 40 talent points, every enchantment he knew or would come to know could be used at a higher rank. As excited as he was, he made himself calm down and think. 40 talent points was no small amount. Even with all the bonuses from his limitless ability, he only received 30 talent points per level. It was also much harder to level now than it used to be. His eyes scanned the rest of his talent tree, but he felt like this was the right choice. Richter wasn't one to hesitate. He made his choice. You have purchased the talent Advance in Rank 1, plus 1 to rank of all enchantments. You are currently rank 1 in Advance in Rank. Progression to rank 2 will cost 80 talent points. You have 45 talent points remaining. As soon as he bought the talent, another window appeared. Know this. All known enchantments are increased in rank by plus 1 due to your talent Advance in Rank. Your known enchantments without this bonus are Weapons. Attack plus 1. Increases attack by plus 1 per rank. Freeze. Plus 1 cold damage. Plus 2 versus fire, per rank. Plus 1% chance to freeze, per rank. Life attack. Plus 1 life damage, plus 2 versus death, per rank. Ignore defense. Ignores plus 2% of target's defense, per rank. Goblin slaying. Plus 6% damage versus goblins, per rank. Dark attack. Plus 1 dark damage, plus 2 versus light, per rank. Beast slaying. Plus 6% damage versus beasts per rank. Sonic damage, level 1. Plus 1 earth damage, plus 2 versus air, plus 2.5 versus crystalline, per rank. Plus 1% chance to disarm, per rank. Sonic damage, level 2. Plus 2 earth damage, plus 4 versus air, plus 6 versus crystalline, per rank. Plus 2% chance to disarm, per rank. Plus 1% chance to shatter, per rank. Multi-shot. Creates one extra projectile upon being shot, per rank. Confusion. plus 1% chance to cause confusion per rank. Armor. Earth resistance. Increases earth resistance by plus 1% per rank. Defense plus 2. Increases defense by plus 2 per rank. Increase movement speed. Increases movement speed by 1% per rank. Increase unarmed attack damage. Increases